This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. NDA candidate and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the new Vice President of India. He defeated INDIA bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Briefing reporters after the counting of votes the vice presidential election, Rajya Sabha Secretary General and Returning Officer P.C. Modi said, after the total 781 electors, 767 MPs voted in the election. Mr. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 were found valid and 15 were declared invalid. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated C.P. Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met C.P. Radhakrishnan and congratulated him on winning the Vice Presidential election. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has resigned amid widespread violent protests across the country. Oli's resignation came after hundreds of demonstrators entered his office shouting anti-government slogans. The protesters were demanding accountability for the deaths during the protests on Monday. Meanwhile, Nepal's resident Ramachandra Podel has sought cooperation from all sides, including the agitators and citizens, to ensure a peaceful solution of the adverse situation. The Nepali army has also stepped in to contain the unrest following widespread violent protests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi underlined that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Union Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh has stated that Indian textiles embody the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat and the timeless spirit of Swadeshi. Mr. Singh was addressing a consultative meeting with micro, small and medium textile exporters from across the textile and apparel sector in New Delhi. The minister recalled that India's textile sector is valued at $179 billion with exports of $37.75 billion. The minister stressed on the need for strategic diversification into 40 identified global markets while simultaneously deepening domestic demands. PUC Lal Chemwaya, a farmer from Rabung village, Khoisal district, Mizoram, was conferred the prestigious IIHR Innovative Farmers Award 2025. He was awarded yesterday at a ceremony at the Dr. G.S. Randhawa Auditorium, ICAR, Indian Institute of Horticultural Research, IIHR, in Bengaluru. PUC Lal Chemwaya cultivated the Arca Abed tomato variety during off-season on a 0.6-hectare plot at Funchong Zoo, earning 7,50,000 rupees. On the fifth day of the Saras Ajivika Mela, Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday visited the ongoing fair at Major Dhyan Chand Stadium in the capital. On the occasion, Mr. Chauhan launched the Saras Mela app and felicitated Lakhpati Didis from various states. The app is designed to empower women from self-help groups, SHGs, by enabling them to register and monitor their participation in any Saras Mela held across the country. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan shared that nearly 2.82 crore women have now become Lakhpati Didis through various rural livelihood initiatives. Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha, where multiple explosions were reported earlier yesterday. According to a statement from Hamas, the Israeli strike killed five of its members but failed to assassinate its negotiating delegation currently based in Doha. The group confirmed that Khalil Al-Haya, Hamas's chief negotiator and the apparent primary target of the strike, survived. However, his son and the director of his office were reportedly killed in the attack. In the opening match of the 17th edition of the Asia Cup cricket tournament, Afghanistan registered a massive 94-run victory over Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, Hong Kong managed only 94 runs for 9 wickets in the 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.